Young people, where are you? Put your hands up so I can see you. All over the place. Good. I was in the study yesterday morning looking out at the sunshine and thinking of how God helps us and how He's blessed us and all the good things that He gives us. And I was reading in 2 Corinthians this little verse, for all the promises of God in Him are yes and amen. And I want just to take a minute to talk to you about promises. Now tell me this, do any of you like money? Do any of you like getting money? You do. I have two pieces of paper here with me. One is a white piece of paper that I've written a note on, and the other is a £5 note. If I was to give you one of these, which would you prefer? Which one would you... Yes? The £5 note. And why is that? Why would you rather have the £5 note? It's more valuable. He has got his head screwed on. I have an idea. What age are you? 7. Would you like to come up here? Come on up here, all the way up here. Join Stephen and myself. And what is your name?
Matthew.
Is your eyesight good? It's maybe better than mine. Can you see what it says there? I promise to pay the bearer the sum of £5. That's good. Would you like that?
Yeah.
Would you? Right. Here's this piece of paper that you didn't want. Do you know what that says? Who's that? That's me. And that says that I promise to pay as well. Which would you like? You see, that one says 10 and this one says 5. So, which would you prefer? You would like that one. Well, I think that's not a bad... You take that one and you go and sit down. That's probably not a bad idea. This one, I have written on it that says, Michael Ravey promises to pay you £10 after church. Now, you took the one that said £5. And I wouldn't... say that that's a bad thing, because I might not have £10. Or I may not keep my promise, and I may not give you £10. But that £5 is valuable because it has a promise on it. The Bank of England has written on that it promises to pay £5. Now, the Bank of England was started in 1694. 300 and more years ago. I was born in 1964, which was just a few years ago. Why is all that? Just a couple of years ago I was born. I was at our Sunday school excursion yesterday, running around playing football with the young lads, and this morning I know my age. I am sore. But over 300 years ago, the Bank of England, they started to keep money. Imagine a Scottish man starting the Bank of England. William Paterson, and he went to the Queen and the government and asked for £1.2 million to start the bank. He wasn't giving a Scottish man a loan of £1.2 million. But they had lots of gold, and they were able to write this promise on their money, and that's why it's valuable. Now, this piece of paper is valuable. It's got a promise on it as well. It promises to pay £10, but I might not keep my promise. But you know, I have something in my hand here that is more valuable than all the money of the world. This is the Word of God. And it contains the promises of God. And money is valuable because a bank is able to pay. But the Word of God is more valuable because all of God's promises that we receive through Jesus Christ are yes and amen. That means they're true. And they will come to pass. If God promises to give you eternal life, He will give you eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. There's a promise in there. If you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, if you put your trust in Him, that is the greatest promise, that you would have eternal life. If you come to Him, He's promised to give you rest. If you ask Him to forgive your sins, He's promised to cleanse you and forgive you your sins. Oh, he's promised to meet all our needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. This book is full of God's promises, and it's valuable because the one who makes the promise is able to pay. His word is true, and he always keeps his word. I hope you remember that when you get money, there's a promise on it. The bank promises to pay. But when you have God's word, you have one who will never let you down. The bank might not have enough money to pay out. God will always keep his word. Thank you, young people, for listening. There's a promise here that wasn't taken up, but I don't doubt that you made the right choice.